Welcome back. Let's check in on the Rocket Center, a Mobile airport, and Alabama Power. My name is Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, has been saved, at least for now, by donations, reports AL.com's Paul Gaddis. Just a week ago, the Rocket Center, which is the home of the world-famous space camp, said that it would need to reach a $1.5 million fundraising goal in order to avoid shutting its doors. Along the way, there was a $500,000 donation from Boeing and a $250,000 from SAIC that put the center over the goal. SAIC is Science Applications International Corporation, a Fortune 500 tech company that's been doing a lot of business in Huntsville for quite a number of years. SAIC CEO Nazzic Keene on the importance of the Rocket Center, quote, "By ensuring that the USSRC continues to operate during these extraordinary times and encouraging others to contribute, we can secure our nation's STEM leadership far into the future." Meeting the goal doesn't mean they're living high on the hog just yet. The museum's fundraiser continues. Donations can be made at SaveSpaceCamp.com. The head of the Mobile, Alabama Airport Authority has said that moving commercial passenger service from Mobile Regional Airport to Brookley Field would cost about $403 million, reports AL.com's Lauren Specker. MAA President Chris Curry was sharing a 20-year master plan that includes the airport move. You see, the Mobile Aeroplex at Brookley is closer to downtown than Mobile Regional. It's closer to possible customers coming from Baldwin County, and it's got direct access to I-10, right there close to the I-65 junction. The plan includes the $403 million price tag and an estimate that the project would be done in 5 years. They're looking at building a new 8-gate terminal that itself would cost around $160 million. Alabama Power will be refunding about $100 million to Alabamians after the COVID-19 pandemic led to lower fuel costs and decreased electricity use, reports AL.com's Dennis Pillion. $100 million. Don't get overly excited, though. What it means for you, if you're an Alabama Power customer, is a credit on your bill for about $25. Still, that's money some folks might use to keep up with their rent, and others might spend with an Alabama business or two. Alabama Public Service Commission President Twinkle Cavanaugh said, "That's a shot in the arm of $100 million that will go back into our economy." The PSC voted 3-0 to approve the refunds. See, Alabama Power doesn't turn a profit on the money it spends on fuel. As Dennis reported, going into a year, it estimates what its costs might be and then sets up its billing accordingly. Now, obviously, the coronavirus and related economic shutdowns and restrictions have given us a 2020 that nobody could have predicted. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us anytime you want to on the internet at AL.com.